I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Two cuts from Laura Trump where we're trying to get back on Newsmax. And I'm not sure what she said is right, that a judge passed away and now the RNC has more power to be outside a consent decree. I think it expired, but he may have expired too. I'm not sure. But she talked about the ability to physically handle ballots. And that's critical. You know, it's both offense and defense. I get those of you who still don't like mail-in balloting. That's the offense. And you want the defense. Yeah. You need both to win this, and that's what's going to be determinative in the end. More than just policies and personalities, it's not just voting, it's banking, counting, it's ballots. It's getting the right count. So I'll play that in a minute. And Voorhees High School. Well, it's in Voorhees. What is it? Eastern?
Eastern, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to have a school sponsor. School says it's fine. Now, where do you see that walkout? To tell us the horrors of Gaza, and to their credit, a Camden County Commissioner, Jeff Nash, is going after them on this. Wow, he's going to be on today. I salute them. You know, they could have easily said, well, you know, First Amendment, what First Amendment here with this school and their cockamamie? We know why they're walking out to attack Israel and also to get out of school. That's what it's about. Oh, it's only a half hour. And Dan, they're saying, well, it's at lunch and all. Not really, you know, unless that school is smaller than I think. There are staggered lunches still. Not everybody's in one lunch period. At least that I can see. All the excuses. Why on this issue? Suppose a student wants to support the right to bear arms. Are they going to be able to walk out of school? Suppose they support Israel. Are they going to be able to walk out of school? But first, I want to lead with this. This is how important I think this is, because where we are here in the Philadelphia area, Steve Kuehle again. You know, I know he works the night shift now. There's all kind of, boy, how I miss having him on. Fox 29, the only one fully reporting this, Dan, he tweeted out, suburban Philadelphia CVS stores may soon also lock up merchandise on shelves. After two recent mass shopliftings, Amber Police, now Ambler's Andy's Diner, you know, Upper Gwinnett. I know 309 pretty well. You know, Burgies is over there. Places like that, right? Andy's Diner, we used to be there. That's fairly far out from Philadelphia, from the line with Chestnut Hill. That's got to be, I bet, 10 miles as the crow flies, whatever that means. Maybe even more. To get there. So it's not like it's a budding Philadelphia. Now, I don't, maybe somebody has used these. Dan, have you ever used the happy birthday gift bags that CVS sells?
No.
They don't look to be that big, and they don't look to be that sturdy. Amber Police say the same two men, and they weren't even wearing masks, hit two local CVS stores. Use the Happy Birthday gift bags the stores sell and fill them up with over $5,000 in items and walked out. They didn't do this breaking in or what. I want to be clear. They just walked around the store. They're not running, collecting. This is like San Francisco, collecting items and putting them into these Happy Birthday gift bags that they also stole from the store.
You kidding me?
They weren't wearing masks. And then they hit another CVS store.
Why can't someone stop them?
That's what I'd like to know. Where's the media? There's 1,000 media people. Why is it always Steve Keeley? Because they don't care about stories like this. They don't think it's that big of a story, I guess.
So I'm looking at the Happy Birthday bags. They're just a standard gift bag that you buy to, like, give a gift to a child on a birthday. You know, with the Happy Birthday written on the outside. And, yeah, they filled these gifts.
Hey, I like them. You don't have to tape them and cut anything and paper it, right? You just stick it in there?
Yeah.
That's it.
You still got to get the tissue paper, though. That's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, but anything where I don't have to do the cutting.
Well, that's the thing is, it's easier to hand off to the wife, right? Like, if you hand the gift wrap, it's like a lot of work. But if you give them the gift bag and the tissue, it's like, yeah, you know.
There you go. Yeah. Luke and Roe, fanatical gift wrappers. Oh, my God, particularly Luke with the ribbon just exactly there.
Little detour there.
Yeah, so this is all the way out in Ambler. This happens. Just walking around the stores, and they go to another CVS after that. And do the same thing. Did CBS call anybody? What happened there where they were able to walk around like this and engage in this? And Dan, you know, 5,000, I think it was 5,000 in one place. That's a lot of stuff. Is there anything that expensive in a CVS? You would think they would have that locked up. I mean, what's the most expensive item? I'm not saying they went in a back and stole from the pharmacist.
Makeup.
Yeah, but how expensive?
Oh, there are some makeups, man. You got with Maisie, her time at Ulta, we got to be careful. It adds up quickly. You're talking like $20, $30 for some of these little makeup thingies.
Okay, but that's still a lot of them to be putting into a bag and all in a situation like this.
Electronics? No, because those are behind. Well, I don't know in the suburbs if they're behind.
Yeah, well, that's the question. Now, you watch. So are people in the Ambler area, people out there, Mike, are they saying anything about it? This is obvious what we've talked about before with the guy over in Marble Newtown, what we've talked about with any number of people in the suburbs. It's shoplifting. It's a nonsense. Larry Krasner is behind coming to the suburbs.
Have you gone shopping in the city recently? It is such a pain in the butt, man. Like it just aisle by aisle, the Target nearby, Maisie and I went, and you go and want body wash, you got to ring a bell, wait for a person to come.
Exactly.
They get it out for you, they hand it to you, then they let you go on your merry way. I don't understand the point of the lockers because no one monitors you after handing you the product out, after
that
unlocking
you're
gonna
walk
it for
out. Right. Yeah.
And then you go to the next aisle and you got to do the same thing and wait for another worker to come. It's infuriating.
Target over in Cheltenham, it's the same thing. It's one of the first in the suburb. Well, it's bordering Philadelphia. But well, Ambler? Okay.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Look forward to that, guys.
855-839-1210. Here's Laura Trump yesterday with Eric Bolling. First cut, I'll play you. She talks about election integrity, what the RNC is planning on doing. Then she makes what appears to be a curious remark, but a really interesting one on this, about we're going to have people who can physically handle ballots on Election Day, and she explains why. All right, so let's hear cut one. Let's hear Laura Trump talking about how important election integrity is.
Well, under 2 months, I mean, I think it's been 4.5 weeks now since Michael Whatley, the chairman, and I have been at the RNC, and obviously we've been working really hard. I think the most recent thing to report is that we are working hard on election integrity, and we just announced last week that we have 100,000 committed people who are going to be trained as poll workers. So, Eric, leading up to this election, I think we can all see the most important thing, aside from getting out the vote, is protecting that vote. We now have the ability at the RNC not just to have poll watchers, people standing in polling locations, but people who can physically handle the ballots. We want people all across this country.
Can we do this? I want to hear. This is really fascinating to me. So you have 100,000 people who are they? I think I saw paid at one point, but whatever. Irrelevant. But so they will be stationed inside polling places? I didn't even know you could do that. Tell us about it.
Okay, here's part two now where she gets into physically handling the ballot. Now, Eric Bolling, Dan, I'd be blind, screwed up here big time. I mean, I would have drilled down on this. What do you mean physically? This is chain of custody. It's all kinds of things involved. Here's a little bit more of Laura Trump.
So there was a moratorium for about 40 years on the RNC actually training people to work in these polling locations and the tabulation centers where the mail-in ballots come in. And last year, the judge who implemented that passed away, so that was lifted. And that gives us a great ability as we head into what I assume everyone understands is the most important election of our lifetime. So we have this ability. These are volunteers, most of these people. Protectthevote.com, if people want to join our team. We train them to actually work in these polling locations. And think about how much better off that makes us in terms of transparency, Eric. We all know 2020 was not all on the up and up. People had a lot of unanswered questions. We can never repeat that. So in addition to these poll workers, we're going to have lawyers in all the major polling locations across the country. We have lawsuits in 81 states right now. We won about a week and a half ago a huge lawsuit in the state of Pennsylvania. The Democrats, of course, were trying to make it easier to cheat and wanted to take the dating off of mail-in ballots. We won that, and that means we have precedent in every state. We can apply the same measures. So we're working hard to ensure election integrity because that is the most important thing we can do right now as we head into 2024. We have an election integrity division for the first time at the RNC. So you are going to see a marked difference as you head out to early vote. And I want to tell everybody, go early vote. I know we like to go vote on election day, but we have to make it too big to rig, Eric. We need everybody out voting as soon as they can, and then taking people from that day up to election day to go vote is the most important thing that we can do.
All right. Too big to rig. That's a good phrase. How do you feel on a scale of 1 to 10 with this? I think they're at a 9 here. They got the right ideas here. I want to know more about physically handling the ballot. There was a consent decree. And as a result of it, you know, Eric Holder and people under Obama really pushed this even more. The RNC was suspect, so they couldn't be involved in this process. That's what she's talking about. That has since expired, and now they are involved. And you notice her pivot toward the end, early voting, mail-in balloting, the whole thing. It's offense and defense here. Now, I haven't gotten the figures yet from yesterday, what it turned out. If Guy Shiraki, Dan, you might want to text him if he knows the figures. On mail-in balloting, what did Republicans do? What did Democrats do? Before I give you the side question, a few observations from yesterday. I started to hear with the Attorney General race, this DePasquale guy who is from another part of the state, was doing really well. He swamped the other Democrats. Stolzheimer looks to be second. The write-in ballot is the thing that really jumps out at you. There were, according to the Inquirer, 36,000 write-ins have been counted in Philadelphia, Montgomery, Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Allegheny counties, which is a huge number because we don't have not committed on the ballot here. So people trying to show their displeasure with Joe Biden and the whole Israel thing. That's what that's about. And some of the numbers were incredible in places like Montgomery County. Remember, each one of these things can add up here. The Trump issue, and we knew it would be something like this, was the Nikki Haley vote in the suburbs. So I was on Dan Delmarva radio station again today. Really liked the guy. Last time I was on there, I went after Doug Mastriano. That didn't end too well behind the scenes. But today I said, breaking news concerning Eastern High School. Yes, Dan.
I just got word that the protest that we reported at the start of the show, an anti-Israel protest, has officially been called off in favor of a peace rally on May 20th.
Where's the peace rally?
I'm assuming still at the high school, but on that note, would you still like our guest at
1:30? Yeah, sure, yeah.
Sounds good. We get more information at 1:30 on
because
that.
Because it's not just about, look, in talk radio, my theory is it's not just about pushing and going after them. It's when you stop them, you take a moment to figure out how we stop them. What stopped the Voorhees Eastern High School now? It was school sponsored. The school was going to allow them to walk out. Just like Columbia, the same type of nonsense. This vicious anti-Israel, anti-Jewish, anti-Semitism. These spoiled brats who know nothing about it. So apparently they've been stopped in their tracks. Yeah, I do want to talk with Commissioner Nash. You know, we don't, oh, we're disappointed. No, I'm happy. May 20th is what? Is that a weekday? I'm just trying to figure here. 18.
Pulling it up.
I think it's a Monday.
Saturday, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's 11, so that's 12, 13.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
Yep.
Okay, good. They're going to have a peace rally at night, or?
I would assume during the day. Maybe they're just recalling it something. It was a peace rally. I don't know.
And they're still going to walk out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't have much information on it.
All right, at
1:30,
we got the commissioner on that. Okay. A couple of things now from yesterday. What's obvious is we know that President Trump has the rural votes. It's going to be a flame come this year. We believe, because, you know, I'm going to give you my gut instinct of whatever the polling says, that he's broken through with Latino voters. You know, maybe not as wildly as some polls might indicate, but enough where there's an uptick. African-American voters, same thing. Biden's going to have trouble rousing people in Philadelphia, African-American voters. These are all givens. But you got to face facts if you want to win. And there's still, in these four Collar counties, issues here that somehow or another have to be addressed to do better than in 2020 in the four Collar counties. That's what we see from yesterday. Now, how much? Well, you know, we'll get into that as the show progresses. But that's something you have to take into account. In other words, sort of traditional Republican voters. Got to seal the deal with them a little bit better. The other things that I noticed, I'm kind of surprised that Houck got what he did against Fitzpatrick. I haven't seen the final result, but Mark Houck was somewhere around 38%, and Fitzpatrick somewhere around 61 or 62.
95, more than 95% of the votes in, Fitzpatrick 61, Houck,
yeah.
39.
Yeah, somewhere. That's pretty higher than I thought it would be. The other is our buddy Amon Brown, we'll get on today or tomorrow, has 65 out of 66 divisions reporting in his state reps race, and it's believed he's up by about 111 votes. So there may not be enough in that last division. But the Philadelphia Inquirer, and I know what it's about. He's an independent black man. That's what it's about. Who's for school choice, who's for the cops. They go out of their way. You would think this guy was running for president in the manner they go after him. One other thing, and I'm trying not to get too worked up. Bill Donahue, one of my favorites, is coming on today. I'll ask him about it. Biden yesterday, standing there in Florida, touting extreme abortion rights with three or four of these women. We'll play one I sent to Dan, hectoring about it. And to show his solidarity with them, he makes the sign of the cross as a devout Catholic. How about taking out your rosary beads? I don't blame him. He's done this. He's one of these Irish Catholic politicians, some Italian too, that have done this over the course of time. I'm a Catholic and there's nothing you're going to do. The sign of the cross is they're talking about extreme abortion rights. I blame the bishops. I blame every single one of them, including here locally. Do they have anything to say about the president of the United States making the sign of the cross as a sign of agreement when this woman was going on and on about reproductive rights in Florida? You know, doesn't anything personally, don't you pick up your buddy? Hey, Tim Dolan. Yeah. I'll be right with you. I'm beating up on these people about illegal immigrants, Tom. You have to stay on hold for a minute. What do you think of Joe Biden making the sign, not once, but twice?
Who's Tim Dolan?
That's the Archbishop, the Cardinal.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, we're on personal.
They just made up a guy named Tim Dolan.
He's been on my show once, yes, when we did the Cardinal show. I don't think he'd come on now.
Over my head, Cardinal.
Cardinal, what do you think of Biden making the sign of the cross as a sign of affirmation twice when this woman's prattling on? I'm looking at him reading his card, too. Good morning or afternoon. Fill in the blank. They can't put that with them, Dan, or good afternoon, because he'll read good morning or good afternoon. All right, side question.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Sorry,
side question today. Was it yesterday or today is the great lady's birthday?
I think it's today. Does it really matter?
Yes. Barbara Streisand's birthday Well, we need 2 days for this. She is one of the all-time great entertainers. I mean, in my mind.
Oh, come on. No, she's not.
Oh, that is sacrilegious.
That's like saying Shakespeare's one of the best of all time. Well, you don't go home and listen to Barbra Streisand with a row on your Thursday nights or Wednesday nights, whatever.
I think you're just going, it's the Springsteen stuff. You got to give credit where it's due. She's obnoxious. She's in the top three most obnoxious people and entitled we've ever seen, but... So, annoying voices is what we're looking for today. I did get on Fran Drescher. I think she was pitching for Hillary Clinton.
Really?
And as much fun as her voice can be for a limited period of time. Oh, my God. And I may have asked in the middle, are you doing really your stage voice now or... What would it be like, Nat? She said, "Oh no, this is natural."
No, it's not. Come on.
Oh, it is.
Well, she still does it, but it's like half the time now. I mean, she's the president of the SAG-AFTRA union, and there was a lot with the writer's strike and all. And she was out there talking in front of the microphone, and half the time she was talking in a normal voice. The other half, she was.
I think there's a lot of normalcy. I don't think she's that good at vocal arrangements. So I'm going to take Fran Drescher off. And I'll take Hillary's voice off because it's a cackle at times that, you have to watch out for. Now, this could be fictional.
I am a real person.
Not too bad there. It's a little bit of the laugh.
The weirdest thing about me is that I don't sweat.
Movie candidate. Could be fictional. Give us that all-time grading voice.
I actually am aroused by him.
Take joy off the board.
You got to take joy off the board. Yes, definitely. All right, so that's what we're looking for as a side question today. 855-839-1210. We'll talk with Bill Donahue of the Catholic League pushing back against the FBI at 1230. But you get in now. A lot out there. The takeaway from yesterday. I gave you several of them, even though it was a dull thing. Not too many people even had anybody that was running against them. Oh, yes. Another Daugherty wins. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
They just clubbed to death Kevin Boyle.
Kevin Boyle's down.
But here's a chance. Now, what are the odds, though?
I'm not a big fan of the rat.
You got the Daugherty's unlimited money because they want to keep that seat. You have a pretty good Republican candidate in Northeast Philadelphia. The problem is you got the Philadelphia Republican Party pushing him. Oh, my God. Are the Republicans ever going to win one of these special elections, one of these seats to come back in power in Pennsylvania? Are they that bad? Well, the answer is yes, but we'll see.
Is it appropriate to tag Barbra Streisand in our side question? Or should we leave her out of it?
Yeah, leave her out. I think she's a wonderful entertainer. I don't...
Why are you being so kind to Barbra Streisand?
No, I've just said that she's...
Do you have like a relationship with her that I don't know about?
No,
you're like...
she is a wonderful entertainer. You just... I'm not a hack. I'm not going to be a hack.
I'm not being a hack. I'm just...
Yeah, it's being a hack. Yeah, I think so. It's the Springsteen stuff.
This is the same thing of you with Cher. It's like that weird...
Cher is
obsession of divas. That
she has an unbelievable entertaining quality to her. You don't hoodwink people for that number of years without it. I mean, you just don't. I get how grating it is in the personal sense.
I don't want to put you on the spot here, but can you name one Barbra Streisand song?
This isn't a you thing.
This is an everyone thing. Like, they know of Barbra Streisand, but they can't name one of her songs.
Well, I don't know that she's written original material for her. I don't know what would be exclusively her song.
She's not good. She's annoying
voice. It's 855-839-1210. That's not an annoying voice. The speaking voice and the annex are.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You have not experienced Shakespeare until you have read him in the original Klingon.
Barbara Streisand.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. That's the side question today. Don't forget when you call in, coming off yesterday, a Shakespeare quote. A lot of you hit me on social media with that. Is always welcome at the beginning of this. Given the idea yesterday that Shakespeare, it's all fakery, is not overvalued, I looked up a couple of Shakespeare facts. He's credited with creating 1,700 words that are still in play today.
Oh, good for you.
Well, that is quite an accomplishment.
Well, we created Sean. People. How's that sound, Shakespeare?
Not too many people have anything quite like that. Okay. You got the side question, annoying voices. I want to play you President Trump in an interview with Walter Perez, longtime weekend anchor and reporter over at 6ABC, about the gag order. And Walter, to his credit, let President Trump go on talking about this with no interruption about Michael Cohen. And it's a fair point. How is it Cohen, Stormy Daniels, some others have all these platforms? And yet, if Trump pushes back, in other words, he's punching at the right weight here. He's not going after some juror or somebody like that or, you know, court report. He's going after people that are given equal billing in this trial of the century. Why does he have to shut up about them? Why can't he talk about that? Why that kind of gag order? Attorneys last night pounced on this to say immediately, this is exactly what Judge Mershon has told Trump not to do. They think this is a blatant example of it that's going to result in the judge having to do something. I don't see it that way. I think the judge has backed himself into a bit of a corner here. I don't see him jailing Trump on any of these charges. I think he's going to tell him once again about it. But here's the interview with Walter Perez. Here's what he said when asked about Michael Cohen.
Now, I'd like to shift to the trial, if we could, for one second. Where is your concern level at this point regarding David Pecker's testimony and Michael Cohen's testimony?
Well, Michael Cohen is a convicted liar, and he's got no credibility whatsoever. He was a lawyer, and you rely on your lawyers, but Michael Cohen was a convicted liar. He was a lawyer for many people, not just me, and he got in trouble because of things outside of what he did for me. Largely, it was essentially all because what he did in terms of campaign, I don't think there was anything wrong with that, with the charges that they made. But what he did is he did some pretty bad things, I guess, with banking or whatever. If that was a personal thing to him, David Pecker, I don't know exactly what he's going to be testifying against but he'll be testifying today. If you look at Andy McCarthy, if you look at Jonathan Turley, if you look at everybody, they wrote articles today and yesterday. They heard everything about the case. They said there is no case. There is no case. They're talking about bookkeeping. Well, you pay a legal fee, and they marked it down as a legal expense or a legal fee, but they marked it down as a legal expense. That's what it's supposed to be marked down. They talk about a bookkeeping error, which is, by the way, not even a crime, okay? It's not even a crime. But this is what they've got. After looking at me for 5 years, they have a person, a bookkeeper that I didn't speak to. They have a bookkeeper write down on a ledger that a legal fee is a legal expense. What else are you going to call it? It is a legal expense. And they say that's a crime? This is what they did after years and years of going through millions of pages of documents. This is what they found. Because it's election interference, they're trying to get Joe Biden elected, and what they want to do is see if they can damage his opponent. But it's having the opposite effect because my numbers are now higher than they've ever been because the public understands it. It's all a scam. It's a big, giant scam.
All right. So this is the type of thing now. It was just released on Tuesday night. Not sure of the reason. That's in the weeds. And the fact that Trump now went after Michael Cohen, particularly several all over the place, you see people coming out of the woodwork. This is exactly what the gag order is supposed to prevent. That would be an amazing interview right here in town around this. I don't see it, though. Michael Cohen, by all accounts, news reports and everything else we've seen in the backtracking, is exactly what Trump said there. So is the judge really going to put him in jail on something like this? I think he'll warn him again. I'm not sure of the other punishment he could put on. I'm not sure if he could put a fine on, if that would stick. He's not going to put him in jail. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up, one of my all-time favorite talk radio guests, the president of the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights. That's Bill Donahue. Thank God this guy's there for Catholics. He wrote a letter to Jim Jordan about the FBI getting let off the hook for going after Catholics by the Department of Justice. But I also asked him about Biden and the sign of the cross yesterday. He's straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210. Dom Time, 855-839-1210. You got the side question today, Annoying Voices, one of the all-time great guests. And I've, you know, had my top 100, but definitely he's in the top 10, is on to something again. Bill Donahue for the Catholic League with a letter to Chairman Jordan about the FBI's internal probe of what happened, particularly with the Richmond office and Catholics. The DOJ, I'll let Bill tell you what they say, but it's basically, never mind here. No harm, no foul. It's kind of like the Knicks the other night. No harm, no foul with Tyrese Maxey. Let's go to Bill Donahue on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for the kind plug there.
Well, it's true. I don't know if you're a Knicks fan or not, but that's kind of like the FBI, the Richmond office, getting away with it based upon the DOJ here, Bill.
I was a big Knicks fan in the 70s with Walt Frazier and all those great Knicks, but professional basketball has lost me for a lot of different reasons. I just don't pay much attention to it anymore. I watch the young kids.
Okay. All right. So, Bill, we've seen this back and forth, and somehow or another, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, we can never get the Richmond office under oath. What is it they did that you think crosses the line here?
Well, you know, the latest thing with Michael Horowitz, he's the inspector general there in the DOJ, they did a report. I read the report. I'm glad I read it myself as opposed to depending on media accounts, which seem to overlook certain things. In any event, what it started out was, okay, we got this one nut job. Let's face it. There's this one crazy guy out there who is not a Catholic, by the way. He doesn't go to a Catholic church. He goes to a breakaway Catholic church. There's a very, very big difference right there. We're talking about one person who's a nut job, who goes to a breakaway Catholic church, and who entertains wild, violent ideas. He's a bigot. He hates Jews. He hates cops. He hates a lot of people. He's big into firearms and whatnot. Okay, so you got a real creep. Okay, wait a minute. Why are you investigating the Catholic church? They start off with traditional Catholics, radical traditional Catholics. You know, people go to the Latin Mass. All of a sudden, now they become a security threat. What are they, Antifa, Black Lives Matter? So why would they even bother with these people in the first place? And the FBI, in their conclusion, even said they had insufficient evidence to make this nexus, this connection between being a radical traditional Catholic and violence. So why did they just simply say, well, insufficient evidence? You're taking on one of the top world religions, and you're putting them under scrutiny because of defendant A. I searched it in vain. Who is defendant B? Where's C?
Yeah.
With Antifa and Black Lives Matter, you had throngs of people into the streets. You got one guy who's a nutcase, and this gives you an excuse of a probe on the Catholic Church. It's astounding.
It is, and we can't get them, under testimony with Jordan to the point of your letter where this would be broken down. Is your sense that this is the one religion you can take a shot? I mean, what's your sense, Bill, of why they would go down this path?
I think it's because they're pro-life. That's what I think. I think this administration loves abortion. I say loves. They have a lust for abortion. I've never seen anything. Mr. Devout Catholic Biden, who's a disgrace to Catholics the world over, he should be at least. He's out there making the sign of the cross yesterday as he's talking about the wonders and the glory of abortion. But
before you go forward, I thought it was just me. I should have known Bill Donahue. I was going to tell you, did you see the footage? You did. And it's exactly, not once but twice, he's doing the sign of the cross with radical abortionists there. And the bishops, apparently, we don't see anything.
Well, they're willfully blind, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And some of them are a disgrace for not calling them out. Cowardice runs rampant. But let me tell you something. They interviewed the people in this breakaway Catholic church, okay? They asked them, because they were concerned, is he infecting others? Oh, that might be a logical thing for an FBI analyst to deal with. Is this guy having an effect on the congregants? They found out no. They all said that he was basically a freak, all right? I mean, they said words like he was doing things which are unusual, and it was very concerning. Okay, they knew he was a nut job. So he didn't have any effect. So why then, after they found out that the people whom he goes to church with, who are not members of the Roman Catholic Church, why should this now be an excuse to cast the net wider and go after men and women who are practicing Catholics in the Roman Catholic Church, even after they know that he's not having an effect on the people in this breakaway unit? The whole argument just simply implodes. No, the Biden administration is pro-abortion, pro-transgender, including child abuse. That's what it is, child abuse. When you take an 18-year-old, cut off his or her genitals because they're going through a traumatic period in their adolescence, then the Biden administration is pushing this. They want to go out, and that's why Biden yesterday, everybody made a big deal about the sign of the cross. I'll address this tomorrow. He went after evangelicals. He talked about how Trump cut a deal with the evangelical base of the Republican Party. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're on a warpath. They're going to go against anybody, particularly on abortion. It's the only thing they think they can run on. And they know that evangelicals and Catholics and Orthodox Jews and many Muslims and people of faith are not in favor of abortion, at least in terms of on demand and right. Through all 9 months. And so they want to go after that because they can't talk about the economy and foreign policy and everything else.
Bill, listen to here is Christopher Wray yesterday when asked a question to Cut 5, Dan, about the protesters up there at Columbia. And I want to ask you about that. What he said about is the FBI monitoring what's going on there.
There's an environment right now we're seeing play out on some college campuses, the protests over what's happening in Gaza. Are you watching that warily?
Well, of course, demonstrations themselves are not something that we, the FBI, get involved in. But when violence ensues, that's when we get concerned, when you have threats of violence. And so we have seen, even before October 7th, we saw a significant increase, especially in anti-Semitic threats and anti-Semitic violence.
Are you actively monitoring these protests?
We don't monitor protests, but we do share intelligence about specific threats of violence.
Okay. So, Bill, with all that's going on, and it's obvious they're being funded, there's various groups behind them. It's enormous. They are out of control what's going on. They are violent. It's clear he's downplaying that. And yet one of the major offices, the Richmond office, to your point, they're out there writing down license plates and things of this nature.
Yeah, I mean, we have pro-life people going to prison when James Revenge, who burns down the crisis pregnancy center, gets away with it. He says he's only concerned about violence, not protests. Well, January 6th was a rally which turned into a riot, and I'm not excusing everything that happened. But the violence that took place was by a cop who killed a woman who was a veteran. So, I mean, if you're interested, why did you have FBI people all over that? Now, he's just simply lied about that. Let's face it. The FBI should have a nose for certain kinds of things, and I'm not against them taking some kind of prophylactic measures to make sure that things don't get out of hand. But just don't lie to me. You have one guy who doesn't even go to a regular Catholic church, and you're going to have bringing down the whole church because of this? And meanwhile, you turn a blind eye. Look, I'm in New York City. My alma mater, I got a BA and PhD out of NYU. They're a disgrace. I refuse to give them a nickel anymore and what they're doing with their Jew hatred. And there is violence, in fact. Don't act as if AOC says they're all peaceful. No, they're not. a Jewish woman in Yale almost got her eye knocked out. So and they've attacked the police here in New York City. So stop with this idea, Christopher Wray, that you're not interested in just demonstrations. What demonstration went on with your defendant A? You got one nutcase, and it gave you a pretext to go after the Catholic Church.
Without a doubt. Bill, I wish you were a cardinal at times, because I just don't understand. I see here in Philadelphia, for example, we have a new mayor who's cracking down on so-called harm reduction, giving out needles and letting you overdose, or if you do overdose, bailing you out. And people like the Archbishop don't see this as a great opportunity to reaffirm moral matters. Does Cardinal Dolan, can he seize on this anti-Semitism that we're seeing at Columbia and push back on those forces?
Well, the one person who has spoken out the most that I know of is Father Roger Landry, whom I know personally. He's a very bright guy. I mentioned Father Landry because he's the Catholic chaplain at Columbia, and he put out a wonderful statement yesterday condemning what's going on. But we need to hear more Catholic voices.
Without a doubt. Where did we find the Catholic League and all that you're up to, Bill?
Yes, the website is Catholic League, one word, catholicleague.org, and you'll get a ton of information.
One part of that, what are the Los Angeles Dodgers going to do this year? Are we going to see those sisters there again, or no? You stop them.
Well, listen, if the New York Mets can beat them, I think they have enough problems.
Good stuff. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
As always. All right, Bill Donahue on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. You get on board and hit us on the side question today, annoying voices. That was a pretty good explication of what happened here. So the FBI has one guy, the ruse here, that's not even part of the Catholic Church, and then they start against the whole institution. And he's right. I mean, Joe Biden yesterday, any Catholic, or I don't know about Protestants, if they did, maybe, or they, but standing there when this woman is reading these dictums about abortion on demand, and he's making the sign of the cross. Then when she read something else, he did it again. You got to take a stand in this, right? You can't let this guy play both things here. I mean, I'm not even talking about the issue of life. I'm talking taking one extreme side and then taking the other side, devout Catholic. How do you let him get away with that? You're afraid of the pre-scandal. Judge will rule soon, I believe today it appears to be, on whether or not Trump broke the gag order. And if he did, the more important thing is, what would the sentence be? I'm pretty sure the judge is going to rule he did break the gag order. But then what would the punishment be? We'll let you know if that happens. Of course, if he put him in the cooler for a bit, that would be astounding news. I don't predict that's going to happen. That is not an annoying voice.
It's a
quirky voice.
It's great, but it's a little bit annoying.
That's today's side question you can get on. 1 o'clock, look, this union stuff, I'm going to play you one of the most arrogant guys, and in theory, unions are fine, but I'm going to ask union people to call in, and we're tired of hearing, well, we're not anti-American, we're not anti-Trump on the surface, it's just the leadership. Well, how do they get to be leaders then? Who's voting for these people? I'm going to play you the North American trade union leader, talking about why they endorse Biden, but then lashing out at not only Trump voters, but others in the union, that we're not going to explain it to you why we did it. We did it, it's obvious, and we're in charge. And this is one of the biggest unions in the country. We'll do that at 1 o'clock. Walter Perez interview with Trump. President Trump, when asked about the Democrats focusing on abortion, what's your counter message on the abortion thing? It's very simple. It's been settled. It's back in the states. I like Trump's style on this. And he talked about it forever. That he's proud that he got Roe v. Wade overthrown. It's back in the states. That's where it ought to be. And that's it. So that's one way to deal with it. I still think a little bit more is needed. But that's very accurate. That's exactly where it should be. And people have a right to influence their legislature on that. Now, if we could just shut up Lindsey Graham and people like that, then we might be able to carry through on the abortion issue.
I didn't ask for this.
Let's go to Keith in Bluebell. Keith, welcome in.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I was talking. You were asking about the bishops and such. Why don't they say anything? I was in a seminary in the 80s. And let me tell you, a lot of the elites, the prelates, and the professors are secretly embarrassed by a lot of the church's positions on, say, abortion or even gay rights. They all seem to want the approval of the elites. I mean, they were the type they would discourage talk, anti-abortion talk. It's amazing to see that. And but it's no surprise to me that whenever you see Biden, you see sometimes in his galleries when he's celebrating something, there's always some priests or bishops up there, and they're laughing with him and joking with him, and they punish priests who actually openly participate in anti-abortion activities.
Well, I hear you, Kevin. You have the experience. Yeah. But even the cardinal in Washington, this was recently with this other religionist who were on national TV, did talk about that's the primary issue. It is life, et cetera. So I hear what you're saying behind the scenes with some of them, but some of them do say publicly this is the issue. They're in a bubble, though. We never have a chance, say, to ask the Archbishop of Philadelphia, well, why are you not saying something? Biden doing the sign of the cross yesterday on this.
Yeah. No, it's like, there are some. In fact, Bishop Saratelli, he was a professor at the seminary and I was there. He's pretty traditional on that. But there are a lot they just secretly, because they want to rub elbows with the elite and so forth. I'm not making that up. I mean, I've seen it.
Yeah, no, it seems to rise there like anything else, like to become Pope. It's very political.
Oh, yeah. Very political.
Thank you. I think it's easier to run for president, do less politics, than probably to run for Pope. Okay, Pope Francis. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on. I'm going to play you this cut from the North American Building Trades, and I want to get your reaction, particularly if you're union. And again, in theory, we get it with unions, but how long can you go on? Why do guys like this not only rise to the top, but are such a powerhouse for people like Biden? What do you have to do if you're a Republican? Trump's not Mitt Romney. He's not in a top hat. He's a building guy. He can talk with these guys. Why wouldn't he be in consideration? All right, that and the annoying voice. We'll get to that, too, coming up on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.